Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello there, rock star. Sam Crowley. It is great to have you inside Every Day Saturday Nation. It's a Thursday in November. What is it, man? 7th, 8th? I'm thinking something like maybe it's the 8th. I'm drawing a blank. Doesn't really matter. Every day is Saturday, and you don't really care what the date is. Anyway, you could be listening to this 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now. I'm the host, Sam Crowley. I gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Told him I'm going on a mission to make every day Saturday. And then I went broke in 90 days, ate a big old slice of humble pie, and that's when the magic happened. You know, your greatest breakthrough is on the other end of your biggest defeat. I really believe that. I really believe that your greatest breakthrough is on the other end of your biggest defeat. How do I know that? I work with clients all around the world, and they've gone through some tough stuff, man. Even tougher than what I describe, you know. A bankruptcy to them, my God, they would love if that's all they had to deal with in their life. But they had to deal with a lot more. And I'm telling you, man, these people are realizing breakthroughs. I'm talking about single, work-at-home moms, dads that are leaving the rat race, 20-year-olds that are figuring out, nah, you know, I'm not really cut out for this college thing, but I know I got a message inside of me. Passion knows no age, no amount of money. Like, we all want to put everybody into a certain category. Well, I'm a baby boomer. I'm Gen Xer. I'm millennial. I'm white. I'm black. I'm Indian. I'm Muslim. All that. As if, oh, okay, well, then that explains whatever it is you need that to explain. You know, this whole identity, like, oh, okay, you're a 50-year-old white male. That explains. Okay. All right. Whatever that means, man. You know what I am? I'm a guy that's got an incredible passion to live life. That's it. I believe that you can create a lifetime full of Saturdays. I honestly, and this is me, okay? This is me talking. And I assume if you're listening to the show, at least for more than just a few times, that you buy into this as well. I think it's absolutely insane that an adult would go to work for 5 days only to ask permission to receive 2 days off, Saturday and Sunday. And then you really don't even get Sunday off because you sit around with that knot in your stomach thinking about everything that's waiting for you at the start of the week. If you're one of the few people that really enjoy what you're doing, then congratulations, man. You have hit the mother load. You literally won Mega Millions. You got the Powerball, all that wrapped into one. Because so few people find out that the job that they got is the job that they want to stick with. And most people change careers. And even then, it's like getting married and then getting divorced and then getting married and then getting divorced and then getting married. At some point, you're going to realize, yeah, marriage just isn't for me. You know, I'm kind of okay not being married. And statistics bear that out. 50% of marriages end in divorce here in the U.S. And the second marriage is higher. It's like over 60%. If you get divorced and remarried then a third time, it's upwards in the 70% that it's going to end. And those aren't good numbers, man. Those aren't good statistics, yet people keep them. Well, it's the fourth marriage. No, it's not. It's the fourth job. It's the fifth job. It's the sixth job. You're not happy. You know what's going to make you happy? What's going to make you happy is when you wake up one morning and you're so pissed off that you settled. And that's where anger is a good thing, okay? I'm not a big fan of anger, all right? I've seen it ruin a lot of chances in my own life and relationships and business and things like that. I got angry. And one of the things that I realized is that hurting people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. I mean, just look at lessons from Moses. I mean, anger can inflict us. Anger can convict us. And anger can restrict us. And I really don't think acting out of anger that, oh, I hate my job, but I'm going to go for it anyway. My boss sucks. And I'm like, no, that's not healthy, man. You know what a healthy anger is? When you act instead of reacting. And let me give you an example, okay? Acting is you're going to embrace the strategies for keeping your anger in check and harnessing that as a powerful mechanism to launch this movement that you know damn well has been stirring inside of you, but you're playing small. And you're playing small out of fear. You don't want to be afraid, and you feel this unknown, and your future is threatened. When we're fearful, we feel as though our future is threatened. And we're living in the past. And imagine how crazy this sounds. Just follow this for a second. We are tripping over our past, letting our failures decide what's ahead of us. And we don't even know what's ahead of us, but we've already made a decision. Something bad is going to happen because you feel threatened by your past mistakes. Did I just nail it for you? Are you nodding your head? Are you raising your hand and say, Sam, you nailed it, man. I know I nailed it. How? Because I lived this, man. I lived in fear that my future was going to be threatened if I decided to leave a job and go out to be a speaker as an ex-stuttering college dropout, no less, and bankrupt. Who does that? Nobody does it. Well, hold on a second. What did I just say? At the beginning of this podcast, your biggest breakthrough is going to happen on the other side of your largest failure. I really believe that's going to happen for you. I honestly do. And if I didn't believe it would happen, I wouldn't tell you because I lived through it myself. A lot of people are frustrated. Maybe you feel that. When you're fearful, you feel that your future is threatened. When you're frustrated, you feel like your efforts have failed. I tried it, Sam. I tried that. It didn't work. Okay, that particular way didn't work. But don't feel like your efforts failed you. What your efforts gave you was experience, which gave you wisdom. Now you got to go use that. Get angry to embrace the strategies, all right? That's acting. Remember what I said? Acting on your anger is you embracing strategies for keeping that in check and literally, I'm stuttering. I'm literally, those of you that know me, you know I do this, right? I start stuttering. It comes back. My 14-year-old stuttering Sam Crowley from Bradford, Pennsylvania, hopping up and down on one leg, literally comes out of me when I get so excited. The words go ahead of my mind. That's what happened. The words go way ahead of where my mind's at, man. And or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe my mind's way ahead of my work. Either way, I can't get the freaking words out because I'm this fired up about this topic today. Imagine this. Do you cook out? Do you have a grill? All right. Have you ever seen one of those things you buy them at Home Depot? You put all the charcoal. Well, if you cook out, you got a propane grill. But maybe you've seen one of these. If you don't use a propane grill and you use a charcoal grill, and you put all the charcoal briquettes inside of this metal thing, this cone, this cylinder, and they stack up, and then you put the lighter fluid in there and you set them on fire, and they get hotter faster. Why? Because they're all on top of each other. They can't go anywhere. They're all contained inside of this metal cylinder. I have one. Cost $20 at Home Depot. It was the greatest thing I ever bought, and I didn't even buy it. We've had a charcoal grill forever. I didn't even buy this thing. I don't think till last summer was the first time I ever owned it. I'm like, hey, where have you been? But it keeps everything contained in that metal cylinder. And then when you let the bottom, it's got a bottom latch where you let all the briquettes out once they get white and hot and the coals are hot. Then you throw the burgers, the steak, whatever it is on the grill, and it's on fire. That's you with your anger. Harness that in a good way inside of that metal cylinder towards something positive. Act on that, okay? Let it get hot. We talk about when you're on fire, people travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up. That's what we talk about all the time, right? Do that. Act on that. It's okay to get angry about something, but it's not okay to react. It's not okay to react. Acting is you embracing the strategies for keeping that anger in check. Reacting is you going out to pursue your own justice, which is what a lot of people do. I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to work hard for that. No, you work hard. We work hard. Build the habit of working hard. If your boss is a moron, your boss is a moron. That should allow you to act even more and put those charcoal briquettes inside of that metal cylinder. Maybe you're an entrepreneur. Maybe somebody did you dirty on the business side of it. There's so many reasons to get angry right now in the world. Can you imagine? Just get on Twitter. Look at how angry everybody is, all over politics. They're all harnessing their anger. They're reacting. They're going out to pursue their own justice. I'm going to go tweet, blah, blah, blah. Fill in the blank, okay? Don't do that. Act on your passion, man. Your greatest breakthrough is on the other side of that setback. Somebody did you wrong. I know they did. Look, let me tell you, when I was sitting across from that bankruptcy trustee in October, November of 2005, and she told me, I hope you never decide, and if you do decide to open another business, you think twice about it. Imagine that. Imagine somebody telling me, and she was right, I was an idiot, you know. I bought a business, and it was stupid, and it went south, and I lost $300,000 and listed a bunch of creditors and had to pay them back 10 cents on the dollar on a Chapter 13. She was right. But she basically called me a moron, and that's okay. That's all right. I have thick skin. But boy, talking about kicking a guy when he's down, you know? But I didn't take my anger out on her. It's not like, hey, what's your name? Where do you live? I'm going to go blow you up on social media. I don't even know her name. I forgot her name, but I'll never forget her face. I'll never forget her face. And you know what? Thank God for her. Thank God for her slapping me across the face metaphorically. Thank God for her throwing that bucket of cold water on me to shake me up, to say, Crowley, you better think twice. This is what she's really saying. You suck. You're stupid. You can't own a business. And you know what? She was right. I didn't want to own a business. I wanted to launch a movement. There's a big difference between owning a business and launching a movement. That's why I coach people. Do you ever hear me coach people? You ever hear me promote it on this show? Hey, let me help you launch a business. We'll put together a business plan and we'll develop a logo. No, 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 no. Anybody else can do that? You can get that done on Fiverr. Go to 99 Designs. They'll do a logo for you. Just go to anybody. Go to a life coach. Yeah. Everybody's a life coach now. You can't coach somebody on life. Life isn't the same today, tomorrow. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. Nobody's got life figured out. Here's what I want to coach on. Launching a movement, because I know you got that thing burning in your belly, and I know you think about it all the time, and I know you're angry sometimes, and I know you think, oh, if only that wouldn't have happened. Think about something that just happened in your life recently. Just something bad, because I don't mean bad. I'm not trying to make it negative. I'm just saying a setback. Think of a setback. Maybe somebody was talking about you, gossiping. Maybe, you know, you lost a lot of money doing something. I don't know what it could be a thousand different things. Health related. Think about all of that, okay? How can you use that to propel you forward to launch this movement? You can. When you just it's not even that difficult in the sense that get in a quiet place, think about it. What happened in that critical time where you were angry and you thought, "Oh my gosh, seriously? This is what I got to deal with now?" And then how can you use that? I'm telling you, it's the charcoal briquettes inside of the metal container, baby. And you will be on fire. The movement's going to explode. I want to help you launch it. I want to help you launch your movement. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Just tell me a little bit about yourself. Samcrowleycoaching.com. What's the movement? What's the idea that you have? I want to help you get that out to the world. That is my dream for you. And that, my friend, is today's message. Your biggest setback is preparing you right now for your biggest comeback, and your biggest breakthrough is on the other side. It's literally on the other side of that. Just open up the door. Kick the damn door down. Whatever you got to do, get it done. I want to help you do it as well. All right. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.